Niagara Falls, the most powerful waterfall in North America, is in the news. A man's in stable condition after falling 180 feet over Horseshoe Falls. That's the tallest of the three falls that makes up Niagara. It was an apparent suicide attempt, and he becomes the only third person to survive that fall. Meanwhile, daredevil Nick Wallenda is preparing to be the first to walk a tightrope across the falls on June 15th. And he's now going to have to wear a harness when he does it, something ABC, which is broadcasting and co-sponsoring his walk, has just insisted on. Ed Dranch is a reporter for WIVB, the CBS affiliate in Buffalo. Ed, Nick Wallenda had to go through a lengthy process to even get permission to do this. You know, he's paid a lot out of his pocket, but you don't just walk across the falls.
It's true. This is a process that's spanned about a year. He had to change two different laws in two different countries, the United States and Canada. It took a while for him to actually get those laws passed. New York State jumped on board right away, legislation passed right away. But in Canada, he kind of faced a lot of adversity from the Niagara Parks Commission. At first, they had said, we don't want this happening. We have a history of honor here at Niagara Falls in Canada, and we don't allow stunting. They saw this as a stunt rather than an art and a performance. So a couple months ago, I believe it was February, that they actually decided to allow this to happen on June 15th. So it was about a year process, and it was an arduous task for Nick Wallenda to actually get this passed.
Well, and we understand part of the thinking up there in that beautiful corner of New York State up in the Buffalo area, which has seen some hard times, part of the thinking is that it would bring even more tourists than already come. It would be a financial boom. And I've seen pictures of people coming to watch him practice. People have been talking about it. Has it had the effect that legislators hope for?
It's fascinating to watch him practice at the Seneca Niagara Casino in Niagara Falls. You know, it's estimated that this will have a $120 million impact on the Canadian side. Here in the United States, it's not quite as much.
Why so much more on the Canadian side?
It's because it's more of a tourist destination on the Canadian side. There's much more to do for people who are visiting from outside the area. Here in Buffalo, there's not a carnival atmosphere. It's a park. Quite honestly, Niagara Falls, New York, doesn't have as great of a view that Niagara Falls, Ontario has
falls. Yeah, but it's gorgeous up there.
So it is. No, it's absolutely gorgeous, no matter where you are.
Well, of course, Nick Wallenda, and most people know, just one of the many high wire descendants of Carl Wallenda, who died in 1978 when he fell. We know that Nick Wallenda had a scare a while back, just a few weeks ago. He was in Baltimore, and he had a little bit of a slip on a wire there. What is he saying about his feeling of pulling this off, especially now that ABC is requiring that he wear this harness, which we understand he's not happy about?
He's not too happy about it. You know, I have every confidence in him, though, after watching him, that he will pull this off without a problem. The City of Niagara Falls firefighters yesterday were spraying heavy mist on him, and they had airboats set up with those massive propellers blowing high winds at him so that he could feel what it would be like to walk over the Niagara Gorge. You know, he's not happy that he has to wear this safety tether because he's never practiced with one. To him, it's more of a hindrance than a help. And he almost believes in his family history enough to risk his life despite what happened to Carl Wallenda back in the 1970s.
Well, it's quite something. We know that his wife and young children have been with him there when he's practicing. He's practiced with his mother as well, do we understand?
His mother hasn't been at the practice sessions. He's practiced at his Sarasota, Florida home with his mother. His mom is part of his traveling troupe. We've seen her balance on a chair on a shoulder harness, which is almost like, you know, the famous Wallenda pyramid that Carl was a part of back in his heyday.
And how are people in the Buffalo area reacting, not the tourists, but the people who live there?
You know, it's kind of a mixed reception. People are so thrilled that this is going to be such a spotlight on the Niagara Falls region, and people are expecting some sort of a return from this. Others, on the other hand, say they don't want to see a man risk his life. They don't think it's good for the area. But the bottom line is it puts Niagara Falls in the spotlight, which is only a benefit for the region.
Well, we should say that ABC has said that when they air the walk over the falls in a three-hour special, they plan a 5 to 10 second delay, just in case. Ed Dranch, news reporter for WIVB, the CBS affiliate there in Buffalo, New York. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.